right here and say,
is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
You got tight subjects in America today. Hey, man, this is one of them. Amen, somebody. But that's why you see so much homosexuality and you see so much fornication, because God has an order. And when we raise our daughters to love God and to love their husband, and we raise our sons not to be playboys, but to be virgins, just like the women, and then they come together and they honor God, we start having holy families. But as long as Satan can get in there and put bad seed, we'll start thinking wrong is right. And as long as Satan got the truth perverted, God's seed would never go forth in the earth. Don't you know one of the greatest ways to destroy a family is to bring in homosexuality? Because two of the same gender can't produce a seed. So if I pervert the truth, I destroy the lineage of mankind. Don't you know that was the plan of the enemy? Amen. But it all starts when that headship is wrong. Well, I might as well get in there. It's not for a woman to dominate a man. See, I go based on the anointing levels. Once the anointing level hit, then I got clearance. It's like an airplane on a tech. You got clearance to hit the runway. The anointing gave me clearance. If a woman has been molested, abused, raped, any of that, you say, Father, help me. Go get you some counseling. Do something to get healed. That don't mean now you rise up in a Jezebel spirit and cut off and castrate every man there is that's around. All you're doing is destroying the family. Let God heal you so you can still be a woman. God created you to be a woman, not a robot, not a cyborg, amen, not a Jezebel, no, a woman. And a woman that's submitted to God got power. Amen. Because if he go to acting up, God know how to take a joker out. Amen. You ain't got to become She-Ra. Amen, somebody. Let God do it. And then we wonder why we can't find no man. We all tight. We all mad. Amen. Don't nobody want no mad woman. Help me, man. You got to help me now. Now we got clearance. We got clearance. Amen, somebody. Yeah. But if you let God touch your heart, you become a daughter of Sarah, and you're worthy of praise. See, we live in a time now we don't want to sacrifice. But I found in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, if any man going to be my disciple, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Listen, some of us are trying to avoid the crosses. But it's at your cross you get deliverance. It's at your cross you become like Christ. It's at your cross that God is able to do a work in you he wouldn't do in the easy times. Don't you know, because Jesus submitted himself and went to Calvary's cross, that he was exalted to a place that was higher than any other place at the name of Jesus. Now the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You know why? Because he went through the process. Amen. Sometimes we want to avoid the process because it's hard. But I want you to know, just because the process is hard does not mean that God won't be with you in the process. Don't you know what God was there with his son Jesus? Even when Jesus was struggling, imagine being nailed to a cross, both hands and feet. Imagine being up there with two people that were definitely guilty and you looking like you was guilty. But God was with Jesus. And just like God was with Jesus, if you say, I'll go through the process, Lord, God will be with you. That's why he says, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. He'll be with you if you're willing to go through the process. Don't fight the process. Amen. Don't join Satan's side and say, I don't want to hear that. No, you go in and say, God, I'm going to do it your way. You'd be amazed how many people try to circumnavigate the process. But a woman that hangs in there, she's worthy of praise. Amen, somebody. Now, I'm not saying you go in there and get your head knocked off and be abused. No, you need to separate. Amen, somebody. Separate and pray he get delivered. Amen. Get to a safe place. Amen, somebody. But if you hang in there, you still worthy of praise. Amen, somebody. Forget Beyonce. Amen. We praying for her, but I'm saying that ain't the end all be all. Amen. Somebody that hang in there and raise their kids and stay loyal to some other women and don't fight them. Amen. Somebody that say, you know what, I'm going to stay with my husband. They ought to receive some praise on Mother's Day. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. But not only that, in Romans chapter 16, I'm almost done. Amen. You know how when you're cooking, you turn the oven down? I'm turning it down now. Amen. I cook the cake. Amen. The oven, turn it down. Amen. But it take a little heat to make the right meal. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. Amen, somebody. Old folks, you say it's tight, but it's right. Amen. Romans 16, verse 1 through 2. This is my last example. We want to go to Phoebe in Romans 16. Verse 1 through 2. And I want to share with you today, a woman worthy of praise is faithful to her ministry. She's faithful to her ministry. Just to review, a woman is worthy of praise who values the responsibility of motherhood. Of motherhood. She takes it serious to raise her children because their lives depend on her rearing them. A woman worthy of praise, she's a loyal friend like Ruth was. She know how to make connections with women and hang in there through good times and bad times. A woman worthy of praise is a good wife like Sarah. She was able to humble herself and hang in there. Amen. And God ended up blessing that relationship. And through Abraham and Sarah, we got the promised seed, Isaac. Through Isaac, we got Jacob. Through Jacob, we got Judah. Through Judah, we got David. Through David, we got Jesus. Because somebody hanged in there. They stood the test, amen, in the marriage. You never know what can be produced just by you hanging in there and saying, Lord, I'm going to humble myself. And I know with your help, I can do this. And don't you know God will give you directions? He'll let you know what to do while you're in there when you submit it to him. Preach, son. Romans 16, 1 through 2. The King James Version says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister. This is Paul talking, giving this commendation for this female servant of God, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea. Let me ask the question, how many of you would God be able to say that this woman is a servant at the Rivers of Living Water Church? It's the same thing being said with Phoebe. That she's a servant. Paul the apostle was able to say she's a servant. Or regardless of the church you go to, would it be able to be said that she's a servant in that house? See, a lot of people don't understand why it is that when people join a church, the right hand of fellowship is extended. That's welcome you into the local church. But when you leave, just like Paul them had letters sent from Jerusalem, that should be a letter releasing you, saying that this person was a member or a faithful servant at this particular church. That's a commendation. So Phoebe was receiving commendation. Paul said, I commend unto you, talking to the church in Rome, Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant. One translation says, a deaconess, which is in Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that you assist her in whatever business she hath need of, for she hath been a succorer of many. the Amplified Version says, in other words, that she's been a person that has been hospitable and showing love. A woman who serves in the house of God is a woman worthy of praise. And Jesus taught us what servanthood was. Servanthood is not just the title. Servanthood is not just authority. Servanthood is a spirit that says, I humble myself and I put somebody else first for the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus told his disciples at the Last Supper, he took off his outer garment and he began to wash his disciples' feet. And he began to wash their feet because he was saying, this is how you are to serve. Peter, who didn't understand servanthood yet, said, Jesus, you'll never wash my feet. He didn't understand who Jesus was. Though Jesus was king, he got there because he served. A woman who knows how to serve. She don't mind cooking them baked beans. Y'all ain't saying nothing. She don't mind picking up paper off the floor, even if it's not her job. She don't mind praying for the needs of the saints. Because in her heart, she's become a servant. She honors the principle of whatever my hands find to do, let me do it. Then she understands Colossians chapter 3, verse 23-25, that says, whatever you do, do with all your heart as unto the Lord. We get tripped up when we think we're doing stuff for man. But any gift and ability God has given you, he's given that to you so you can give it back to him. A woman that serves in the house of God, she's worthy to be praised. So I thank God today for women that are mothers. I got here through a mother. My mother went to be with the Lord September of last year. And there's times where it comes back. Because my mother, too, was a servant. She didn't mind serving. And I'm not saying that because I'm preaching. I remember my mother. Amen. She enjoyed serving. Amen. My mother loved us, and I knew that. She didn't mind being a mother. I remember there was times when my mother would wear the same outfit over and over again, but she made sure her three boys had money and really had clothing that was more expensive than her income brought in. Why? Because she was a mother. A woman worthy of praise. She's going to take care of her kids. A woman worthy of praise. She going to be able to bond with other women. She ain't always isolated and saying, well, I just want to have men friends. Y'all ain't going to talk to me today. I might well say it, though. My friends just men. I know what it is. You need healing so you can bond with women. Nothing wrong with having some brothers in the Lord, but you ought to be able to bond with some women, too. I might as well preach. You in the right house. We just get prophetic here. Amen. A woman who is worthy of praise, not only will she be a mother, not only will she be a friend, but she'll also be a good wife if she's married. She's not going to fight her husband, step in front of her husband, but she'll say, you know what, baby, I'm going to get behind you. I'm going to be what the Bible calls a helpmeet. I'm going to help you fulfill the vision that God has given you. That woman, my friend, is worthy of praise. Amen. 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 As we close and we stand, let me encourage you to do all of those three, but don't forget the last one. I'm preaching a series in Alexandria about living life from the mindset of heaven. There are rewards for serving God. When you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, there's a reward. When you throw a banquet for people that can't repay you, there's a reward. When you serve God, everything you're doing, God is keeping tabs. Don't think anything you're doing has gone unnoticed. Everything you do for the Lord, God is paying attention. And the Bible talks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, the judgment seat of Christ, where he gives out the rewards for what we did in the body, both good.